السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا
الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي كفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد المصطفى، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدقه النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Dear brothers and sisters and my elders and some young Muslims I see here and there, may Allah bless these young people to grow up to become better Muslims than we are inshallah, and better neighbors and better citizens inshallah. And may Allah bless those parents who ensure that their parents, their children are able to be part of the community and masjid. It's not easy to do that in the busy life we all live here. These are the verses which I recited from Surah Ash-Shura. Throughout the Quran, Allah mentions what He loves. And there are a whole lot of things which He loves. And one thing which He hates the most is that we ended up wrong place when we end our life here, when our life ends here. So He tries to tell us what He likes, what He likes, what is the successful. In these ayah, it says successful believers are those. First quality, that they avoid major sins. And sins are not just sins towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but sins towards other human beings. Cheating somebody, committing wrong towards. Allah can forgive when we make a mistake towards Him or sin. But we commit any sin in muamala towards other human being, He will not forgive. Unless we compensate and seek forgiveness of the person. Second quality of successful believers, successful Muslim, that is, that they avoid fahsh, anything evil and obscene. And so rule of thumb will be, if it is haram to do, it's haram to watch, like pornography and all that. And listening to all that stuff through our input devices of eyes and ears and all that, all the F-bombs and the comedy or the hip-hop bombing you left and right, once they get into your head, they grow. They become little monster there. And sometimes we end up saying or doing things which are getting in there. So avoiding that. Successful believers that. Third quality of successful believers, when they are really upset. And you know that. When we are upset, we believe that we are the one right. Everybody else is wrong. So Allah says, when they are upset, they are really forgiving at that moment. Standing, sit down. Sitting, lie down. Make wudu. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a lot of tips there. Fourth quality of successful believer, they have this relationship going with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They listen to Him. They say, Ihdina surat al-mustaqim, Ya Allah, guide us to the right path. And they find the right path right there in the Quran, in the Sunnah, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they listen and they follow what Allah has to say. Ramadan is coming and we are just wondering and making dua, Ya Allah, get us to the Ramadan, and we fast in Ramadan. And Allah, since He hates anybody going to the hellfire, place after place, He says, if you do this, all sin, everything is gone. So if Ramadan, man sama Ramadana imanam wa ihtisaba, if thoughtfully expectation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you fast in the Ramadan, غفر الله ما تقدم من ذنبي, all the sins of the past are wiped out. So you start thinking. So these people have relationship with Allah. They listen to Allah. وقاموا الصلاة, they establish salat. May Allah bless you for doing that. There is a whole lot of ummah right now not in masjid. Sometimes they say only 5% people are connected with masjid. They are our brothers and sisters, our relatives, our colleagues, our neighbors. Developing relationship with them will bring them back. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Seventh quality of successful people is whatever Allah has blessed them with, they spend from it. Allah doesn't say they are billionaires and they spend. Does not say they are millionaires, they spend. There Allah is not saying, well, whatever savings they have, they will spend from it. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. Whatever we have blessed them with, they spend from it. And Muslims are so good people, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes our news doesn't get to us even. Do you know that after the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, in the first 5 days, Muslims in America raised $100 million. Allahu Akbar. Our government was slow. They only gave 60 million later on. Probably somebody told them they increased a little bit. Muslims are good people. Unfortunately, we don't get to hear that. Muslim, by the way, now have a television. Type on your app store, Muslim Network, and download it and watch it. And that's where you will hear these type of news. It's on satellite and all of that. So whatever Allah has blessed them, they spent from it. Whatever they can. And sometimes I find very poor of the poor, beating everybody else. So I will receive this thing, which I didn't know what it is. It is some typed stuff. Later on I learned it's called, you know, money order here, small. And somebody's sending $4. Next time he's sending $4.30. And it's $5.05. I say, what is going on here? Turn out the brother accepted Islam in the prison. And he works. And whatever pennies he gains, he gives out. Allahu Akbar. This is community of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Good people. Seventh quality, that was, I skipped one. Wa amruhum shura bainahum. The sixth one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, These are qualities of successful people. Successful Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, successful believers, Allah says, that whenever they decide a matter, whether it's a masjid matter or the government matter or the job related or the family matter, it's the lifestyle of a believer that whatever they decide in consultation with each other. One head is great. Your head over there, your head is great. But what about putting multi-processing power, putting heads together? That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. Consult people, thinking together, developing a consensus. That's the lifestyle of a believer. I hope in your families, you do consultation and make decision based on that. That is going to be needed for strengthening our communities and our families. Family is, you know, the major base of whatever we do. And the last quality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُهُمْ يَنْتَشِرُونَ. And this is something, I mean, so far about sin came, about relationship with Allah, about salat, infaq, we hear about that. Amruhum shura bainahum, we don't hear much about. But this last quality which Allah has put in this set, in Surah Ash-Shura, is something I have rarely heard anybody talking about. That when they are wronged, some zulm is done, when they are oppressed, they respond. They take a stand. They don't submit to zulm. They speak up. They feel in their heart that is bad. They speak up. High level of iman. Third, do something about it. The highest level of iman at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And of course, through due process of law. And the aim is always to win over people through the process of law. As a Muslim, we are part of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mission of the prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, all the prophets he sent, لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So help people stand for justice, fairness, and equity, and establish that. And after prophets passed away, who will do that? You and I. That's what when we go around the Kaaba, what do we say? What do we say? Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, at your service, Ya Rab. I am here, Ya Allah, at your service. What is that service? Mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salat and zakat and hajj and saum, all of that is a part of it. So my brothers and sisters, this last one is very important one. وَإِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُهُمْ يَنْتَسِرُونَ. You know, you're coming here and offering your salat. Alhamdulillah, nobody stopped you. May Allah keep bringing barakah to all those people who established the masjid here. I came here after a long time and I was happy to see more and more places here. Alhamdulillah. But brothers, you can't do that everywhere in the world. Uyghur Muslims in eastern Turkestan, which China calls Xinjiang, there in Ramadan, they go around after 9:30 in cars, looking for where the light is coming. And somebody applied to work for our organization, and I liked his work. And when I interviewed him, he found out that I'm a Muslim. He tells me he's a Muslim also. And say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to work for you. I say, why? Why? You're good. You applied. I'm giving you a job. You're good. And alhamdulillah that you're Muslim also. I didn't know you're Muslim. I said, no. I said, why not? He said, well, my mother and khala in the middle of the house with little candlelight were trying to prepare and eat suhoor when police raided them. and took away all the Quran and the Musalla and warned them. So my father has sent them this year to another part of the China so they at least can fast. You're free, brothers and sisters. Next to Delhi, there's a place called Gurgaon. 2 years ago, 128 places Muslims used to offer Salatul Jummah. They will just show up. RSS, BJP, these are fascist type of people. And either sometime put a cow dung and start worshipping cow dung, and Muslim cannot pray there because now it's a najis place. Or police will stop them. Now only 20 places are left for Muslims to pray. And they don't let Muslims build a masjid either. You are free. They are not. A conference took place. They call it Dharma Sansad. Sansad is a Sanskrit word which means parliament. Indian parliament is called Sansad. So they have Hindu parliament. And all the priests and the yogis, yogis are those who practice yoga, and their masters and the priests and all them gather. What do they make the announcement? Nowhere in the world it has been done. Even ISIS didn't do that. They announced 10 million rupees award for a Hindu suicide bomber to recruit that. 10 million, not a secret. It is written about, there's a video, it was live stream. Why? To kill 2 million Indian Muslims. Why? They also said, either they convert, killed, or leave the country. There are 200 million Muslims there. And the guy is free. He's on video, he's free, he's walking around. فَإِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغِيُهُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. Part of a successful believer is Salat and Zakat, and when they are wrong, they take a stand. They respond through due process of law. We are free. We have freedom to worship. We have freedom to speak up. We have freedom to contact our elected leaders. Brothers and sisters, we have a responsibility. How do you feel if your mother photo, if your wife's photo, or your daughter's photo is put on an app? App, people download that. Bulibai it is called, Al Sali, as a prostitute of the day with their phone number and email. And these are Muslim women, journalists, Muslim women, leader of the society, Muslim in India taking a stand against the zulm being done against them. How do you feel about that, brothers and sisters? And what about after this khutbah, I head to my home, and by the time I arrive, government has demolished my home because I gave criticism to Indian government. That's what they're doing. So what I'm like to say, my brothers and sisters, qualities of successful people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, not me. And among them, he counts that when they are wrong, they respond. And of course, Allah explained that through due process of law. And motives are still to win over. When even Pharaoh, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew what type of person he is, he sent two prophets and told them, فَذَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرَعُونَ إِنَّهُ طَغَىٰ. Go to Pharaoh, he has rebelled. And what do you do? You punch on the nose, hang upside down? No. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Then talk to him in the nicest possible manner. Layyin, you know what is layyin? Like a cream or something, or a baby's cheek or something like that. Nicest possible manner. Why? He is rebel. Allah is saying himself. لَأَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَقْشَى. Perhaps he will realize his mistake, change his mind, fear will come to his heart. Allah does not want to lose anybody to hellfire, even the Pharaoh. And of course, when they do not listen, we don't control the world. Allah does. Our responsibility is using due process of law, taking a stand for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alladhi kafa, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad al-Mustafa. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal mu'minuna wal mu'minat, ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, believers, believing women and believing men are protectors of each other, supporters of each other, partners of each other. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and it is narrated by Abu Musa al-Arashari. And look at me. This is something our teachers gave it to us, and we have to look at them. You can't hear about this hadith. This is a hadith which has an action in there. So Abu Musa al-Arashari says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the connection between Muslim is like that of a strong building. One part strengthens another. And this is what he did. This is what he did. Look at this and share this with your family, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his fingers into fingers like this while saying this. And Abu Musa al-Ash'ari showed this to other people, and those people gave it to other people, and my teachers gave it to me like this. And you share with your family. That's how the Muslim Ummah is, my brothers and sisters. So let's not see that there is nothing we can do. When I walk in the Rohingya camps in Bangladesh, may Allah bless Bangladesh for taking care of 1 million refugees there, up and down in the hill, very skinny, skinny people, because they are not allowed to earn anything. They are forced to stay in one contained area, largest refugee camp in the world. And they are given $10 for the whole month. Even in the poorest country, people live on dollar a day, that is $30. They're given $12, now they're being reduced to 10. I look like them more or less. They ask me when they know that I came from America, what you people can do for us? Ahmad, Muhammad, Abdullah, Abdul Aziz. And am I witness to what happened to Uyghurs in China? Eyewitness. This is not America fighting China, as some people believe. I'm eyewitness to what happens to them. When a bus stop and brothers ask everybody to sit down and ask me to recite a part of the Quran. And then he says, you're a Muslim, we're a Muslim. What can you do for us? Just because I came from America. Palestinian children in prison. Kashmiris and Palestinians are crying for freedom for 70 years or so. They look what American Muslims can do for them. Brothers and sisters, we are free. They are not. We have a responsibility, more because we are free, more because Allah has blessed us in America with much more. And when you work for these causes, now, don't tell me there are too many causes. What can I do? Don't say that, please. Why? Because we are not a small number either. We are 1.8 billion people. So instead of getting overwhelmed with many causes, just pick one cause and focus on it. Rest of the causes, if you can donate, donate. Otherwise, you can make dua, right? That counts. Just pick one cause and work on it. And this is my request to you this evening, this afternoon, brothers and sisters, is that think about it. You are part of Muslim Ummah. You're part of the Ummah in America who is one of the most educated and most professional community of Muslims anywhere in the world. That is a responsibility which you have. Few things which you can do, and Muslims are successful in doing. Not only we raise money, Uyghur Muslim Apple and Nike and Coca-Cola was lobbying against a resolution. Muslim Americans took a stand and that important bill became a law. Just 2 years ago, brothers and sisters. Rohingya Muslims, so nobody was taking care of them. Muslim Americans making phone calls, just 5-10 minute phone call, 52,000 people call, and $2 billion given to Rohingya refugees from your tax money. Because you are a good Muslim, you're a good neighbor, and you're a good citizen. So Muslim, when they focus on certain things, they can achieve results. And that's, my brothers and sisters, the message which I have. I came from Chicago. Abdul Malik Mujahid is my name. I'm very thankful for your masjid and Dr. Siddiqui to invite me to give khutbah. And he and I and Dr. John Esposito are going to be there on Sunday, and he will share more detail with you. This is the message I have for you. I'm a volunteer for this. And as long as Allah will give me life, I will continue to volunteer for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'd like you to be part of it. What is in it? You don't control the world. Allah does. But He says, when you take a step, I take 10 steps towards you. When you walk towards me, I run towards you. That's Hadith Qudsi of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's called barakah. And that's what we're looking for. Allah controls the world, we firmly believe. So in conclusion, brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you. May you adopt the qualities of successful believers. May Allah save us from the major sins. May Allah save us from everything pornographic, haram sex, homosexuality, and all those things. May Allah give us tawfiq. So we control anger, which is so bad. And may Allah give us tawfiq. We maintain relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respond to Him. May Allah give us time so we reach Ramadan, inshaAllah. May Allah keep us establishing salat all the time. May Allah give us tawfiq so we don't become a tyrant family, but run family based on the shura model. And whatever Allah has blessed us with, may Allah give us tawfiq so we keep giving it to Him, so He keep giving us more and more. And Ya Allah, make us the true follower of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whenever Muslims are wrong, we take a stand through due process of law. And Ya Allah, give us tawfiq so we plan for the Ramadan. And in Ramadan, Ya Allah, there are so many Muslims who are disconnected. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq. So starting now, we start reaching out, do dawah towards Muslims and others that Ramadan is coming. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ya Allah, give sabr and wisdom to Muslims struggling for freedom, justice and Islam all around the world so they are successful, Ya Allah. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم. Remember Him. He promises He will remember you. Waqim as-salat.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salati, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamat as-salatu, qad qamat as-salah. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Let's keep coming forward. There is a space on the both flanks of the main hall. Keep coming forward, please. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has established it as a culture of our salat that all lines should be together and people is standing touching each other. Inshallah, there is a space towards the right and towards especially on this side. Can you please come and fill the front lines first, please? Yes, please continue on that side. There is a space there. And those who are outside, please come in. There is a space there. About 20 people can come in. Stand shoulder to shoulder, please, next to each other. If there is a space, move towards the center. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات النعيم خالدين فيها وعد الله حقا وهو العزيز الحكيم خلق السماوات بغير عمد ترونها وألقى في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وبث فيها من كل دابة وأنزلنا من السماء ماء فأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج كريم هذا خلق الله فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه بل الظالمون في ضلال مبين الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا في الصبر الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام عليك أرجى السلام. حينا السلام.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to thank our brother Abdul Malik Mujahid for his message, the message of standing for justice, standing for the righteousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for working for the Justice for All organization. It's coming from Chicago. And inshallah, there will be a program this Sunday in Briya Community Center, inshallah, after Maghrib. He will be speaking there, and then also Professor John Esposito, who is one of the major scholars of Islam in America, and he has published many books, and he speaks for the situation of Muslims and affairs of the Muslims all over the world. So come and listen to him and listen to the Mujahid, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. Remember, in your dua, tickets for the program are available in the office. And there will be dinner, so you can buy the ticket and come there. Dua for Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haysam Bandakhchi, Brother Aliuddin Muhammad, Brother Muhammad Ainuddin, Brother Ijaz Hussain, and Brother Muhammad Abdul Qadir Simji. May Allah give them shifa. And dua of maghfirah for Brother Iftikhar Chaudhry, Brother Baqir Abbas Husaini, Brother Aziz Muhammadi, Brother Israel Khan, Sister Shaliza bint Sad Sudar, and Brother Hanif Khan, and Brother Muhammad Shahid. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, give them maghfirah, and give patience to their family. Also dua for Nafrisha from the Cable family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them all. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allahumma shfi mardana wa rahim mawtana wa akhtim bis salihati a'malana. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afata al-da'imah wal-fawza bil-jannah wal-najata min al-nar. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala akhari khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'ihi ajma'in. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بارك الله فيكم.